The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello and welcome. We are so glad to have you here with us on Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. We're your co-hosts, Misty Young and the star of our show, bum, 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 Nurse Sherry Carey Bum.
Oh, I'm cringing.
I know. I got to figure out some way to not say the star of our show, but I can't help it. You're Nurse Sherry. Come on now. Pretty exciting to be with you, talking about lifestyle as usual. We're coming to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, or if you're checking in with us via the podcast, anywhere in the world, any time of day, intergalactically, as we might say.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle is all about the little things you can do to help improve your health, your outlook, and heck, even your pocketbook. And when we're talking about lifestyle, of course, different isn't always better, but better is always different. So if there's something you want to do in your life that is different, remember, different isn't always better, but better, if you need to get better in some way, better is always different. So we'd like to thank all the folks behind the scenes here at KCIW, whether they are working on the board of directors or other programs out there interviewing folks or raising money or helping in the production areas behind the scenes. Those are the folks that really make this little radio station the radio station that could, that did, that is, even during COVID. And yep, we love that. Now, Sherry, or as I like to call you sometimes, Cher Bear.
It is true.
Nurse Cher Bear. Nurse Sherry is a nurse practitioner who holds a Master of Science in Nursing. She is a former nursing professor and has recently become board certified. She's a diplomate of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, which is just amazing that you went through that whole entire program. And it was detailed.
It was hard.
It was deep and difficult. And if that's not enough, you're about to be certified now as a professional whole food plant-based chef, right?
That is so exciting. And yeah, it is exciting.
And is it hard too, or is it fun?
A little bit of both.
So the answer is yes. It's hard and fun.
It is. The only hard part is getting the ingredients. And then, you know, it's only taken me 3/4 of the course to try to figure out that, Sherry, you need to downsize the recipe. Nice. You know, I wasn't paying attention. I was so focused on, you know, doing everything right and chopping right. Oh, it's a quarter cup. It's a quarter cup. Well, you know, I'm cooking enough food for 5 of us.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So
right,
we have lots of leftovers the next day for lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm almost done, and I've finally figured out to half everything.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. Well, I love that you've gone through this whole process really in the name of helping others, you know?
And you know me. I believe that if we're going to share information, I want it to be the best, most accurate, most research-based information I can possibly get.
You know, I appreciate that about you because I've heard you change your position over the course of time on a couple of just tiny things. But when the science changes, you look at it and you reevaluate. You know, like you've told me before that in your nursing career way back when, mothers or new mothers or women used to be told a long time ago that, you kind of want to watch out for
soy, or tofu. Right.
But that science hasn't borne that out. Science didn't prove that out. In fact, science proved just the opposite, that soy is protective.
It
for
is.
Breast cancers and prostate cancer and that kind
and
of thing.
And the reoccurrence. So when women have soy, there's less chance of reoccurrence of breast cancer and prostate cancer. It's frustrating because I feel like I gave misinformation, but it was the only information we had as providers at that point.
Right.
Nobody was saying, oh yeah, phytoestrogen is good. It reduces the chance of breast cancer versus it causes breast cancer, because that's what we had been told. And how ironic. Think about this. Follow my train of thought.
Okay.
Because it changes fast.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm ready.
Those little neurons in that brain are going zoop, zoop. It just came to me, though. We never once said, don't drink dairy. And how much estrogen is in dairy?
A ton.
These are pregnant cows that are being forced to continue to produce milk.
Lactate, yeah.
And what are we doing? We're giving them hormones to keep them producing
milk production.
Which we know that comes out in the breast milk of a cow or a human.
Right.
So, hello, we put a restriction on natural phytoestrogens that combat cancer, and we're being told as providers women shouldn't be eating these.
Right.
And we never once have been told, don't drink milk if you've had breast cancer or you're at high risk for breast cancer, right? Do you see that anywhere? But just the thought of the fact that I was told women can't have soy. Yeah. Now, that is old information. We know that soy products are very beneficial. Those phytoestrogens are very beneficial for women and men. You know, it goes across the board, right?
Yep.
I mean, look at the epidemic of prostate cancer.
Yep.
So, pretty scary when you think about it. But what
I'm sorry for going on the tangent.
I went on a little rant there. But what I do want to say is, how do you start with a whole food plant-based diet? Because you and I talk about it all the time, and I don't think we ever really gave anybody a game plan. We just said, 3/4 of your plate, I want it to be. So, we're going to talk about it, and I am going to assume that everybody wants to go 100%.
Nice.
But I understand that it's a transition, and transitions are hard. I mean, we're finding that out more and more as we, especially as we age.
So, hey, I'm a year older in this COVID mess than I was last year, you know?
Oh, I'm about 10 years older.
Right. So there's going to be this thing in the future where we talk about how, you know, you age in dog years or we aged in COVID years.
Yeah, I think I gained 5.
Good form. But, I think I did too.
Yeah, 5's a good number. I was going to say 10, but I don't want to look at 70.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm looking pretty good for 64 then, right?
Nice. We both look great. So what I want to talk about is look at your plate and divide it.
Okay.
So if you're going to jump in with...
Simple math.
You're going to jump in whole food plant-based. Let's say you're going to do 100%. That's all you're going to do. So you divide your plate up. Half of it, I want it to be full of fruit and vegetables. So we're talking spinach, kale, arugula, broccoli, squash, zucchini, carrots, tomatoes, all those beautiful, vibrant food that your body is just screaming for.
Yeah.
Right? That. And add a little fruit or save your fruit for dessert. That's what we do. We either use fruit as a starter or an ender.
Oh, nice.
Right? So I'll have a little bowl full of kiwis. I love kiwis.
You even eat them with the fur on them sometimes,
right? Well, you have to scrub the fur off.
Scrub the fur, but the skin. Okay.
Yeah. High fiber, high nutrients.
Love it.
So, you know, orange slices, apple slices, all those lovely things for dessert.
Yeah.
But including half of your plate, fruit and vegetables.
Great.
Okay, whatever it is, salads, mixed veggies, you know, finger veggies. How fun is that to have a bunch of finger veggies, you know?
Yeah.
And then 1/4, we want it to be what we call plant protein. Now, all plants have protein. Don't be fooled. There's protein in broccoli, spinach.
There's protein in cauliflower,
everything.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about are beans.
Yes.
Tofu, tempeh.
Grains,
right? All those things are so good for your body and for your gut. And then the other 1/4 of the plate, we want whole grains. So we're talking barley, brown rice, bulgur, millet, rye, kiwan, whole wheats, whatever is yours. I bet for some reason, and I don't know why I bought this, I'll have to figure it out, Elmer's grain? That's the name. It came on the package. I think it was Farrell, but I think Elmer decided to rename it.
No kidding. Well, so it's called Elmer's grain. Do you even know what it is? It's Elmer's grain.
It looks like Farrell.
Oh my gosh.
I'm looking at the package
funny.
Going, I know I didn't order Elmer's
grain. That's awesome.
I think they substituted it.
They swapped
something.
It out.
Isn't that
That's
odd?
That's great. Yeah.
So any of those, and it's so easy to cook. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about cost too. And then hydration, right? You should be drinking a lot of water. And
Does
I'm talking
tea
water.
Count?
Tea, non Herbal tea counts. Absolutely. Yeah. Even coffee counts. If you're not susceptible to caffeine.
So if I have a peppermint tea going all day, which I pretty much do all day.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And it's usually peppermint for me. Nice. I don't know why.
Yeah, it is for me too. I love peppermint tea.
It's warming. But tea counts. Even coffee counts. Now, do I like juice? Ask me if I like juice.
Oh, do you like juice?
I hate juice.
I don't like it either. I don't.
Well, the reason I hate it, not good for children. We feed children juice and juice boxes and everything else. And I want you to think of how much sugar is in juice.
Yeah. And all the fiber's been stripped off, so the nutrients are gone.
Sometimes you have pulp, but nobody drinks that pulp.
Yeah.
And it's just pulp. It's not the fiber. So if you make your own juice, it's about, oh gosh, I don't know. I would say...
If you make
six
your
oranges?
Own. Yeah, if you make your own juice.
Let's make our own juice. Six oranges.
Right.
We screen out all the fiber.
Yeah.
You're going to get vitamin C. That's nice. But if you pre-do the orange juice, stick it in the fridge in a glass bottle, you're going to lose a lot of your vitamin C, right?
Is it just
it's light sensitive.
Oh, it's light sensitive.
You're not going to have as much. But it's pretty much sugar water.
Right.
So get rid of juice. I used to tell my patients when they were struggling with their blood sugars or their weight, do you drink juice? Oh, yeah. Every morning I have a big glass of orange juice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ditch it.
Well, have an orange and a glass of water.
Right.
So do you really need six oranges squeezed for a glass of orange juice?
Right.
Just have an orange and a glass of water. It's going to be so much better for you. So much less sugar. It's going to give you that fiber your body needs. Our bodies run on fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So the low estimate, and I've already talked to people about this, where our doctors give us a low ball of what they want us
to
eat.
Because they think you'll do something that's not at the top level, right?
Right. If they say, we want you to have 50 grams of fiber, people are going to roll their eyes and go,
begin. Yes.
So they say minimum like 36 to 40 grams of fiber. Do you know the average American only has maybe 16 grams of fiber?
What?
And where does fiber come from?
It's fruits and vegetables.
And grains.
Primarily,
beans and nuts.
Yeah, all the plants.
Right? It is not in animal products.
Right.
It is not in milk. It is not in
It's not
cow.
In ice cream. It's not in cow.
No.
It's not in cheese.
Nope,
yeah.
Nope. So really, we're deplete of fiber. And fiber is what our gut runs on. And our guts are what keeps us healthy. We just recently discovered, like in the last 10 years, how important our gut is, right? You hear people say, I should have listened to my gut.
The gut microbiome and blah, blah, listen to my, yes.
And the reason your gut's saying something is because it's perceiving stress. And it's kind of like, what the heck? I'm not happy down here.
Right.
Right? So a lot of times people go, okay, something's wrong. I don't know what it is. And then their gut grumbles. Your gut is such a part of your mind and your body, and we're not giving it the food that it needs to heal and to produce the nutrients that your body needs to heal.
Because the gut runs on fiber.
Runs on fiber.
So if you're getting 16 grams of fiber a day, but you really need closer to 50, you're just not feeding.
And that's average 16.
That's average. Oh. I am so far beyond average on that. There's one area in life that I want to be way above average, and it's in fiber.
Absolutely.
I am way above average in fiber.
It's so good for you.
Yeah,
it's so good for you. All of these things are so good for you. So, big questions. How am I going to get my protein? I say it that way because it's the first question
everybody
asks. Like we're running around without protein. Every plant has some protein in it.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat rice and beans to get all of the amino acids that your body needs. Your body is smarter than that. Your body was made to store some of those amino acids so that the next time you ate, it would add if there was any lacking. You will get enough protein.
Is amino acid another word for protein?
Yeah, they're big long strings of them. If you want the complete protein, right? So how gross is this? Complete protein is eating flesh.
Ew.
Flesh has complete protein.
Right.
But we don't have to do that. Vegetables have protein, and we have amino acids that we get from other things that we eat, and we combine them, and then we have complete protein.
Got it. Rather than flesh.
And animal flesh is no different than ours. Oh. I mean, I'm looking at my wrist like...
I could take a bite.
Take a bite there, you're going to get complete protein. But that's a myth. That's like the soy myth.
Right.
We don't have to eat rice and beans together. We don't have to eat animal products to get complete protein.
I'm kind of curious to ask you, you're essentially a retired nurse, right? A nurse practitioner.
Yep. Nurse midwife.
A nurse midwife. So you, how many years did you practice medicine?
Oh, 36, because I had Jordan. He walked with me down my graduation aisle.
Oh, my gosh. That is so precious.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, in 36 years of practicing medicine...
How many people protein deficient
have I seen? Yes, there had to be thousands, right?
How many people? And whole food plant-based people that were... Never one.
Never one. In all those years, you never ran into anyone one time
In America, look it up. How many people are protein deficient?
Right.
I mean, it really, fiber deficient,
yep.
vitamin deficient,
yes.
phytonutrients deficient.
Right, antioxidant deficient,
we're not
all that.
Fat or protein deficient as
At
a nation,
all.
Or salt or sugar.
Yep.
All of those things, we're getting way more than enough.
Okay, good
okay,
to know.
The other thing is, do I need to get calcium from dairy? Nope. As a matter of fact, getting calcium from plant is... more available to your bones, more available for you to use and to get strong and healthy bones. Tofu is a really great choice of calcium. It's mm-hmm. a great choice. Any of your leafy greens. Now, spinach isn't the best choice. You're going to do better with collard greens.
Kale, broccoli.
All of those you're going to really get because it's more available.
Right.
Spinach just... sometimes doesn't like to release it.
Right. Well, and it gives you, I don't know what oxalates are, but you've told me before that it has high oxalate.
It binds with the calcium. And what's interesting is when you're eating a really high animal protein diet, it may be high in calcium, but you're using that calcium to reduce the acidity that's produced in your body from the animal products.
Gross.
Whereas when you're on a plant-based diet, there's more calcium that's available to your bone.
Isn't it true that there have been medical studies that have demonstrated that the countries with the highest dairy intake also have the highest levels of osteoporosis?
And fracture rates.
Right. So, you know, we're being told milk, it does a body good, but it's
That's a great marketing.
Oh, it's great
tagline,
marketing.
Right?
You know, it's one of those things, too, and I feel so sorry for people that are being misled by marketing. Is that really is true? You know, the federal government has the USDA, whose mission is to help commoditize and advertise agricultural products.
Right.
Well, you cannot be, in terms of the U.S. government, you cannot be on the side of the agriculture business and the consumer at the same time.
You can't do both. And if you think about it, it's fascinating when you look at the politics of food.
Yeah.
But a lot of these ideas that these fast food places have came from our government to use more cheese for us.
Yeah, crazy.
Right? So you've heard that, right?
Yes.
So the three pieces of cheese on your Wendy's burger or the, what is it, pizza that stuffed, the crust is stuffed with cheese.
Right.
That was our government giving ideas so that they can use more cheese because we have so much cheese and there's a surplus.
Oh,
I mean, it just goes on and on and you're like, but it's also the most inflammatory food.
Right.
And it's probably the worst food dairy is for your gut.
And triple threat, the protein in dairy, which is called casein, happens to be one of the most highly carcinogenic substances that people eat. Dr. Campbell, T. Colin Campbell, talks about that. I mean, when I first heard him say that, I was like, what did he just say? Did he just say that this was the most highly carcinogenic substance that humans eat? And I literally stopped the video. And this was in a certification course that I was in.
Yeah.
Stopped the video, went back. Yes, you took that same course. Went back and watched it again. And then watched it again. And then looked at the documentation. I was like, that's unbelievable.
And it's heartbreaking when you think about it. Because I remember my kids weren't really milk people. So I added sugar. I added chocolate.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't, instead of just going, we don't need milk, because again, I was listening
Right.
To all this propaganda and marketing that I thought my children had to have. My daughter was pretty stubborn, though. She adamantly refused.
She hated milk. she was like, I'm not drinking that. No. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't do that. So we talked about dividing your plate.
Yep.
So one half is fruits and vegetables.
Yep.
And, you know, guess what? Don't add the Velveeta to the fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, don't go
just
there.
Just get used. I mean, they taste so delicious. And you can make some whole food plant-based dressings or, you know, one of my favorite is the 3-2-1, 3 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup. It's a delicious salad dressing, and you can put it over broccoli, cucumbers, mm-hmm. salad, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really easy and nice.
Say the ingredients of that again.
So it's called 3-2-1. 3 tablespoons of Dijon, 3 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
2 tablespoons of Dijon.
Okay.
1 tablespoon of maple syrup.
Okay.
And I do half a tablespoon of maple syrup just because it's a little too sweet
with the balsamic.
And you can add a little bit more water depending on your taste buds.
You know, you made that. We had a dinner party once and you made that dressing. And I remember thinking how easy that was, and it was delicious.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
It's a really nice one to do. So you're going to do half fruit and vegetables. You're going to do a quarter of beans, tofu, tempeh, and a quarter of grains.
Okay.
Whatever kind of grains you want. Now, there's a couple of things that we want you to supplement with, and that's the B12.
Yep.
And believe it or not, people who are not vegan and who are not whole food plant-based are short of B12. And it's important for our nerve function and for our brain. So it's a very important vitamin that we should all be taking, mm-hmm. Especially people over 50. You're really not getting enough in our diet anymore. And B12 is not actually a vitamin. It's a bacteria that we used to get from dirt and whatnot.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. But we don't eat stuff straight out of the ground anymore.
And cows aren't eating. So how we used to get B12 was from the animals we ate. They would eat it.
In the grasses that they were eating. But they don't eat grass anymore.
They don't. No. Most of them are being fed soy and grains and whatever. So we're not even getting it from animal products. And so people need to consider that. Next time they go to their doctor, ask them to do a B12 level because mm-hmm. it really is an important nutrient.
You can check D also, right?
Yeah,
D. So, I mean, there's like all kinds of hormones you can check, which D technically is a hormone.
Yeah.
So you can check D and B. And are there other vitamins and minerals and
those
stuff?
Those are the two I would worry about.
And
maybe
really
iron,
only iron
if you're a young woman. The other thing is, people always ask me, do I have to eat fish to get my omega-3?
Ew, gross.
Well, I want to just say, where do you think the fish got it from?
Right. The fish is the middleman, essentially.
Right. The fish get omega-3s from algae.
Right.
Right? In the ocean.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
just go for
you
the
don't
algae.
Have to eat the fish that are high in cholesterol, high in fat, if you don't want to. So there's a lot of algae, whole food, plant-based supplements. You can get it from walnuts. You can get it from a lot of nuts. And
you can get it in flax seeds and chia, too,
you can.
Right?
Yeah. You can add a little bit of flaxseed, a tablespoon of flaxseed and ground. You got to grind it.
Yep.
And put that on your oatmeal or put it on a salad. Hemp seeds are delicious on salad.
Yeah,
and
they are so good.
So really, truly, you can get the nutrients you need from a whole food, plant-based, but you can also get what you need to heal your body. You're not causing more inflammation, more problems with it.
Love it.
And then I thought, we don't have much time, I know, but I want to talk a little bit about cost because people think that this is such a high cost. But if you think about it, it's not at all because you're buying food at the cheapest level. In the sense that you're buying fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. right? You're not buying packages. You're not buying preservatives. Mm-hmm. You're buying fruit and vegetables. And we've talked previously about clean 15, dirty dozen.
Yep.
So to know which foods do you want to buy organic and which foods do you want.
Yes, that can be
just conventional.
Right, like I always buy my cauliflowers now just conventional because they're so much less expensive for one thing and they're on the clean 15 list.
They're on the clean 15.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And if you look at it, a lot of foods like a hummus salad wrap, I mapped this out for cost because people are always like, oh no, it's so expensive. So if you do a salad wrap, hummus, two corn tortillas, you put in a little bit of hummus, you put in shredded carrots, cucumbers, a slice of tomato, a half a cup of lettuce. You can even have a cup of grapes as a side, you know, for your dessert. Hardly any calories, right?
A lot fills of nutrient you up, value, though.
Fills you up, and it's about $1.50 a serving.
Nice. Right? Including the grapes, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was $1.50 plate cost.
That's $1.50 plate cost. Yeah. So when you think about it, let's talk about hummus and celery and carrots. That's going to cost you about $1 a person to give that as a snack, right? Celery, carrot slices. I love apple slices with hummus. All of those things. Hummus itself is really cheap. Mm-hmm. Easy to make.
Super easy to make.
Can of beans.
Yep.
Lemon
or lime.
When you get your can of beans, I want you to drain them in a strainer because I want you to save the liquid.
Right.
Because that's soluble fiber.
Right. Okay? And you can use it to thin down your hummus without having to thin it down
with
oil. Yeah.
Exactly. So you put in your garbanzo beans in a food processor. You add a little bit of salt. You add your lemon. I always add one or two raw garlics because they stir it up and it gives you that flavor.
So good.
And if it's too thick, you just add that soluble fiber, thin it out, and it's delicious.
You put a little tahini in your hummus too sometimes?
Do when I don't.
Yeah,
it just depends on my mood.
Yeah.
The reason I don't is if I feel like I want to reduce the calories even more.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because tahini is not an oil. It's ground up sesames.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a higher fat content.
Sure. Because it's packing. Well, just like cashews, right? I mean, cashews add all kinds of creaminess and girth to things, but they're also highly fatty, so they add a lot of calories too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about a bean stuffed baked potato?
Oh, man.
You get a beautiful baked potato, get some kidney beans, canned kidney beans work, pinto beans work, mix up some tomato sauce or tomato puree with it, some Mexican spices, and then, you know, we talked about frozen vegetables, right? Cheap, easy to have on hand. Get a cup or two of fresh veggies, peas, corns, carrots, all of that mix it in there, put it over your potato. It's about $2 a serving.
Oh my gosh. And it's super filling.
Right.
And super nutritious and healthy.
Right. Oatmeal for breakfast. You can add all kinds of apples, chia seeds to get your omega-3s, a banana, a little bit of cinnamon. $1 to $1.50 a serving.
Love it. So when
people go, it's too expensive, it's too hard. These are easy, easy recipes.
Easy recipes. And really, with the oatmeal, the lettuce wrap, and the baked potato, you just laid out a day's worth of food for an individual that's about $7.
Right.
So for $14 a day, a couple can eat healthy and be happy. I mean, that's good stuff we're talking about.
That's healing food.
There you go.
So not that hard.
Not that difficult. Oh my gosh. Well, I am so thankful. I always love learning from you the tips and tools and tactics, these strategies that I can put into place in my life on a day-to-day basis. Like, it didn't occur to me not to use tahini in the hummus. And now I'm going to try that just because you said to reduce the calorie value a little bit.
Because if someone's struggling with their weight, let's reduce the calories a little bit. And then, you know what? You can have even more. That's the fun part about the way I eat and the way you eat is you get to feel full.
Yeah.
You fill your body up with wonderful food and it's so low calorie and it's so high fiber. You're not hungry.
Exactly.
I love that.
I love it too. Well, thank you, Nurse Sherry, for bringing your wisdom and your guidance to the table, to all of our listeners who, you know, check in with us occasionally, see them out in the community, hear from them on Facebook that they love the show. And we really appreciate you, the listeners, and we're thankful to be here. We'll see you again soon on Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. Thank you again.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.